AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The Obama administration says today's prisoner swap with Iran was not part of the nuclear deal, but it is another example of the fruits of direct engagement.
U.S. officials say they didn't want the Americans held by Iran to become bargaining chips in the nuclear talks, but Secretary of State John Kerry acknowledges the nuclear deal did open the way for negotiations over the captives.
The pace and the progress of the humanitarian talks accelerated in light of the relationships forged and the diplomatic channels unlocked.
Other officials insist the fix wasn't in to free the Americans the same day Iran earned sanctions relief, but one official says in recent weeks, as that day approached, the timing converged. Mark Smith, Washington.
Four Americans were freed as part of the prisoner swap, and another was also released. Secretary of State Kerry says now Iran will have a hard time trying to build a nuclear weapon.
It would need to develop an entire covert supply chain from start to finish, which experts around the world agree is not possible without early detection.
He spoke in Vienna after the UN Atomic Watchdog Agency verified Iran has met its nuclear-related commitments as agreed to earlier. Documentary filmmaker and former Flint area resident Michael Moore has returned to his hometown in Michigan to call for President Obama to come see the city's water crisis for himself.
We need the President of the United States here. We need federal help. We need FEMA. We need the EPA. We need the CDC, and we need the Army Corps of Engineers.
President Obama has signed an emergency declaration clearing the way for federal help for Flint, whose water supply became contaminated with lead. This is AP Radio News. The movie about the Benghazi Libya attacks has opened in theaters, and it's churning up controversy about whether a security team was ever told to stand down. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The author of the book, 13 Hours, Mitchell Zukov, stands by his account of the attack on the diplomatic compound in Libya in 2012, which led to the death of Ambassador Chris Stevens and three others. He says surviving security contractors said that a CIA station chief told the security team to stand down. But the Washington Post quoted the now-retired station chief, strongly denying he ever issued such an order. And a CIA spokesman says the scene in the film is inaccurate and calls it shameful. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In the second NFL playoff game of the day, in the third, it's close, but Arizona leads Green Bay 7-6. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.